This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, after a headline-making week about the state of the iPhone and its staying power, a look at why Apple might need to think very differently in the future. The Journal writes that defending its profit margins may now be coming at a significant cost to what's no longer the world's most valuable company. Heard on the Streets, Dan Gallagher is back with a dose of harsh reality, or at least a case for why it's time to think very differently moving forward. Is it a turning point for Apple? We'll talk about it after these tech headlines. Marriott International said fewer customers were affected in a massive data breach than initially feared, but confirmed that hackers had compromised the passport numbers of millions of people in what security analysts have described as a potential foreign intelligence goldmine. The hotel chain said a total of about 380 million records was the upper limit for the record potentially compromised in the incident. Marriott disclosed in November that the hack in the reservation database for its Starwood properties may have exposed the personal information of up to 500 million guests. The FBI is leading an investigation into the Marriott hack. U.S. officials familiar with the probe have said they increasingly view China as the leading suspect in the breach. Basing this off of forensic clues and Beijing's history of pilfering large American data sets for intelligence purposes. The company gave no further guidance on who may have been behind the hack. In privacy-minded Germany, a massive leak strikes the political class. The Wall Street Journal's Ruth Bender reports from Berlin that German authorities are investigating the leak of private data belonging to hundreds of politicians in one of the country's largest cyber leaks. The leak affected Chancellor Angela Merkel, according to German authorities. The country has among the toughest privacy legislation in the world and has experienced repeated attacks in the past, including a vast data theft targeting lawmakers in 2015, which authorities since blamed on Russia. Facebook begins the new year in fixer-upper mode, and the Journal reports at the top of the 2019 to-do list is to find a balance between its deeply held drive for growth and its heightened commitment to improving safety across its many platforms. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in a post late last week that fixing the company was, quote, more than a one-year challenge, and per tradition, Mr. Zuckerberg is expected to announce his specific annual goals later this month. Coming up, why it's time for Apple to think very differently, what a new era means for the fate of the iPhone. Last week, slowing iPhone sales triggered a nearly unprecedented warning from Apple about lower-than-expected revenue for its fiscal first quarter. The world became very concerned, no one more than Wall Street, and now that the dust has settled, let's talk about what Apple does moving forward. Heard on the Streets, Dan Gallagher has a couple of ideas, and he joins us to talk about the state of Apple and how it sees itself out of challenging times. Dan joins us now via Skype from San Francisco. Hi, Dan.
Good to be here.
So, keyword that keeps popping up in this conversation about Apple is China. So, bottom line, if you could, as I'm sure you've been doing a lot since Apple broke this news, explain why things didn't exactly go right in China for Apple and how we kind of landed here.
Well, I think, based on, first, there's what the company said has gone on, that, you know, it seems that traffic into retail stores is down. We know that the Chinese economy is going through some contractions, and Apple's devices are among them, are the most expensive smartphones by a long shot over there. So obviously, in a slowing economy, and expensive products tend to not sell as well. You know, they also hinted that the trade war. I mean, they didn't hint; they actually said the trade war was having an impact. It's not clear if that means, you know, the trade war is kind of hurting Chinese customers, so they have less money to spend. They also seem to hint that there was a some of those customers may have been maybe going to Chinese phones for kind of patriotic reasons. We don't get the sense that that is a major factor, you know, but, you know, essentially the Chinese smartphone market overall has been going through some contractions anyway, because Apple is kind of at the top end of that in price. I think they're feeling the brunt of it.
Mm-hmm. And bottom line, something's got to change. And that's what you write about, basically how Apple has to think a little bit differently. So as far as an approach to fixing the China situation, what's being said? The people that talk about this, the analysts that you speak to, how do people think that this needs to get resolved?
Well, I think a lot of the analysts covering Apple are still very optimistic about they realize the iPhone is a slowing business in a mature market. And a lot of analysts are really optimistic that the company's services, you know, are the growth engine of the future for the company. And that includes things like App Store and Apple Music and all kinds of things in there. But, you know, my problem with that view is that the iPhone business is so large. It's still more than 2/3 of the company's revenue that even with some really optimistic growth prospects, services is not going to be really big enough to offset it even in the next 3 years. And that's if things go really well for that business. So I think Apple needs to consider kind of different approaches to its business. And among them might be to kind of rethink this whole, you know, pricing up strategy they've been doing over the last couple of years, where they're raising the prices on their phones because they have Apple's long had the best margins in the business and they like to protect those. But I think trying to protect them is starting to cost the company.
And speaking to that, the once $1 trillion company certainly took a hit, you know, just judging by last week's market happenings. How big was this of a hit for Apple?
Apple shares went down 10% just on that warning. But they were down, I think, about 27% already since they reported their last earnings report on November 1st, up before the warning that they gave. So all in, the damage they've lost, I think, a little over a third of their market value now. You know, and in just some raw numbers, they were valued at the market value was over $1 trillion when they last reported their earnings. It's now in the mid 600 billions. And relatively speaking, they've gone from being the most valuable company in the world to now they are ranking fourth behind Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet, which is Google's parent.
Certainly puts it into perspective. Dan Gallagher, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
For more, head to WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.